This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the partially collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida, has risen to 18 after authorities said six bodies, including two children, were found in the rubble on Wednesday. Officials said 147 people are still missing, but hope remains that the survivors or those in the building will still be found. State authorities have asked for another search and rescue team to help find them. About half of the 12th floor of the 136-unit Champlain Tower South collapsed last Thursday, and since then, rescue workers have slowly picked their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Surfside on Thursday. The U.S. Capitol House of Representatives, rather the House of Representatives, has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines, just two Republicans voting yes with the Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but the Senate Republicans blocked that. Some Republican lawmakers say they might not assist with the investigation. Others say they fear the Democrats will make it too political. President Biden announced Wednesday during a virtual meeting with governors from Western states vulnerable to wildfires suffering due to the drought that the federal government will be offering more help via remote. This is the